Prachodaya. Shanti, shanti, shanti. Nandalala, Shyam Sundar Nandalala, Kaustubh Dhari Vanamaladhar Shyamal Madan Gopala, Kaustubh Dhari Vanamaladhar Shyamal Madan Gopala. Radhe Shyam, 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 Radha Madhava Madan Gopala, Radha Madhava Madan Gopala, Mathuranath Gopala, Mathuranath Gopala, Pariti Nandana Hridaya Sanjeevana, Braj Ki Nandana Hridaya Sanjeevana, Shyamal Madan Gopala, Shyamal Madan Gopala, Radhe Shyam, 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 Radhe Shyam.
Saint Surdas was born in the 16th century in a place near Delhi. For some unknown reason, he was abandoned by his parents when he was a little one. He was brought up by a pious Guruji by name Krishnadas. Krishnadas saw that effulgence in this little child when he found him alone in the forest, no one to look after, and seeing that halo around his countenance, Krishnadas brought him home. And he instilled in him those sublime virtues of adoring Lord Krishna. And to Krishnadas's pleasant delight, this little boy called Bilva Mangal had such a sweet voice. Krishnadas was so happy to the divine that he blessed him with this little one who could sing the songs of Krishna so mellifluously. Once the boy had grown up and now he was a teenager, came to his home a friend of Krishnadas by name Dwarikadas. And Krishnadas very happily shared with him how he has this boy under him. So happy to live with this boy. And Dwarikadas said, "It seems you sing so well. Why don't you sing something for me?"
Tvameva mata cha pita tvameva, tvameva bandhuscha sakha tvameva. Tvameva భావినం త్వమే త్వమేవ సర్వం మమ దేవ దేవ త్వమేవ మాతా చ పితా త్వమేవ
So Dwarikadas was so enraptured with this boy's pure voice. It was so filled with that sublimity of love for the Lord. He said, where did you find this boy? And Krishna Das said, I found him in Runakta. And the moment he mentioned Runakta, Dwarikadas said, his voice sounds so much like my cousin. My cousin belonged to Runakta and he died many years ago. And his face resembles so much. I think he's the son of my cousin. I lost him so many years ago. But when I look at him, I feel I've got back my cousin. If you don't mind, can I take him back with me? I want to raise this child. I want to ensure that this child grows up into a beautiful soul. I want to train him with all the skill. He has so much talent. Can I take him with me to Agra? And Krishna Das said, well, this child was a gift. The divine had just given it to me as a prasadam. And now, if it is his will that he has to now be offered to you, then so be it. Maybe it is his will. Maybe the time has come that the child needs to be groomed. Maybe I am not the right person now. And that love that you have for this child that I see in your eyes makes me feel that you will definitely take good care of him. And so, Bilva Mangal went with Dwarika Das Ji to Agra. Agra being a city full of cultural immensity where the leelas of Krishna, Leelas of Mathura, Vrindavan, waft in the air. All those stories on the bank of Yamuna are not far from Agra. And listening to his beautiful voice, listening from him the glories of Krishna, so many people would get attracted to Bilva Mangal. And slowly, Bilva Mangal began to have his little few disciples. So he would spend time only in divine contemplation. He would spend time only in singing the glories of the Lord. And when you do that, you will definitely be that honeybee. People will crowd around you like bees to soak in that nectar of sublimity. So one day, when Bilva Mangal was walking in the streets, he was singing how the eyes crave for the vision of the Lord. Akhiya shaam milan ki pyaasi. Akhiya shaam milan ki pyaasi. Akhiyan shaam milan ki pyaasi. Akhiyan shaam milan ki pyaasi. So even as he was singing this, that the eyes thirst for the Lord, there was a lady passing by, and Surdas, for some reason, got pulled towards looking in that direction. And even though the mind was singing the Lord's name, but the heart was distracted. And a few people around there saw this scene. And they said, "What an hypocrite you are. You sing that the eyes long to have the vision of the Lord, but your eyes wander. You say one thing and you do something else. You are ruining our town. You are blindfolding our youth. You chant the name of the Lord, but there is no purity in your heart. Such a person should not be in our town. You are polluting this land." The comments that were coming to Surdas like arrows, everything they said, "You are filthy, you are absolute nonsense to our town." So everything was like arrows, and Surdas felt so desolate, so devastated at what he had done, that he said, "That is true. I think my heart is still not that pure. And you are true. What is the point of having these eyes if my eyes cannot always see the vision of the Lord and envision His form? Yes, I have faltered. I have fallen. I don't deserve to exist the same manner that I have lived till now. I don't deserve to chant the name of the Lord. I don't deserve to look at His form. I don't deserve to sing bhajans and lead these people." And people started throwing stones at him, and he fell down there. And right at that moment, he took two stones from that ground and, chanting "Krishna," hit those stones onto his eyes and pierced them so deep that forever the light outside became dark. And he said, "Lord, I only seek light from within. You gave me eyes, but I did not know how to use them. I don't deserve to have them anymore." And immediately his disciples came and said, "What did you do, Master? It was too harsh a punishment that you meted out to yourself." He said, No, that was the right decision. If I don't know how to use the gifts of God, it is better it is withdrawn." I remember way back in 93-94, we did not have many shops in Prashanthi Nilayam. So if we were to, for example, have a pair of new specs, then we will have to go to Anantapur. So there were a few things for which we definitely had to go to Dharmavaram or Anantapur. And if you are a school child, then someone went along with you. If you are in the 11th class or 12th class, then a research scholar will follow you. So there was this boy, Amitabh. He was in his 11th class. And at that point in time, Swami started talking to him. So Swami would give him a lot of attention. When you are in that phase, you cannot do anything without Bhagwan's permission. Of course, once you are in the hostel, you definitely will need warden's permission before you do anything that is not in the normal course of things. But if you have to go to something like Anantapur, and now that he was in the phase where Bhagwan was every day talking to him, so he told Swami, "I have to go to Anantapur." "For what?" So he said, "Swami, I have to get a new pair of specs." Swami said, "Okay, no problem. Be careful. Don't look here and there." Swami said, "Go to Anantapur. Don't look here and there." He said, "Okay, Swami." So next day, along with a research scholar, he went to Anantapur. They went to the spec shop and he bought the specs, and they came back to the bus stand. And just when he was about to board the bus, this research scholar had just gone somewhere. So he just looked around, and as usual in the bus stand, there were a lot of film posters. So it was a casual glance at those posters and it just made a mental bookmark. Okay, I think maybe when I go home, I'll watch. And that's it. Just left it at that. Registered the name of the movie and nothing more. And he came back. And the next day, so Swami asked him, how was the trip? He says, Swami, it was good. Swami, I got the new specs. Okay, very good. What else did you do? Nothing, Swami. We went. I got the new specs and we were back. I went with the research scholar. Did you look here and there? No, Swami, I did not look here and there. Are you sure? No, Swami, I did not look here and there. And then Swami had to specifically say, just when you were about to board the bus, what did you see? So that is how particular Bhagwan has always been, especially with students, especially when you're in that teenage years, how he would always say that it is like a tree that is growing. If you don't guard it well during that age, if you don't protect the sapling in those years, then Swami says goats and cow and everyone will come and eat and it will get destroyed. It will not have that strong stem. So it's very important that in those years that you are well guarded. And as Bhagwan says, for any spiritual aspirant for that matter, there are four things that are important. Disciplined habits, concentration of the mind, renunciation of sensual pleasures, and fixing your faith in the Atma. That is the journey of every spiritual aspirant, and there is no one in this world who is not a spiritual aspirant. We all are in the same journey. Some know it, some do not know it. Everyone has to go through, because everyone ultimately wants happiness. Everyone ultimately wants to be in a state where you are all the time happy, and there is no other shortcut than bringing some discipline to your habits, which will lead to concentration of your mind, and ultimately that will help you to renunciate that which is fleeting and focus on that which is permanent. So here was Suradas, who forever decided to not take anything from outside into him. Way back in the 70s, a similar incident. In those days, boys used to go to Bangalore city to do their post-graduation. Sri Satya Sai Arts, Science and Commerce College in Vrindavan offered only graduation courses. Once they go to the city, Swami would be very concerned. Swami would give so many instructions how you should behave. Swami had arranged a special bus for the children to go. And once they started going to a co-ed college, Swami was very clear, be careful, don't build unnecessary connections. Be careful of who you see, who you talk. Be careful of not to have relationships. So the boys were generally very careful. But Swami was very clear, I'll keep watching you. So there was this boy who had gone to this library in the Bangalore college. And when he returned that day, Bhagwan was standing in the gates of Trai Vrindavan. The bus came, everyone alighted, and when they were going back, Swami was looking at each boy, and then suddenly Swami called, hey, Pradeep. So Pradeep came, and Swami said, what did you do today? I said, no, Swami, I had just gone to the library, I had to refer some books. What did you do in the library? I said, I was referring these books. No, when you were in that fifth shelf, and when you were taking that book out from the sixth rack, and that book fell, whom were you looking at? So to that detail, Swami was so careful about where the eyes of the boys were going. It was a fleeting moment when he probably had a chance conversation with a girl. Because Pradeep later on became an IAS officer and he was the chief secretary to the government of Kerala. So in those formative years, Swami was so particular about how we utilize the senses, because once you get it right in those years, then later on it becomes very easy in life. So here was Suradas now only envisioning his Krishna in the garden of his heart.
है आंख वो जो शाम का दर्शन किया करे, है शीश वो जो प्रभु चरणन में वंदन किया करे, बेकार वो मुख है जो रहे व्यर्थ बातों में, मुख है जो वो हरि नाम का सुमिरन किया करे, मर कर भी अमर नाम है उस जीव का जग में, प्रभु प्रेम में बलिदान जो जीवन किया करे, प्रभु प्रेम में बलिदान जो जीवन किया करे.
So that is how Surdas' lives became. He had sacrificed his life in the love of the Lord. And if you lead such a life, mar kar bhi amar naam, you, even if you leave the physical world, you will ever be immortal, because you are associating yourself with whom? Who is immortal, who is permanent, who will always shine in the world, whose resplendence will always remain, and you will be also in that light because you have associated yourself with him who is the only greatest romance, who is the only greatest adventure, who is the only thing worth pursuing in this world. And so Surdas, even though he had shut his eyes to everything outside, but there was a lot of sorrow inside. He kept feeling very sad. He was constantly thinking that I am such a sinner. How could I do such a thing? And why will ever Lord look at me? Why will the Lord ever bless me? I have spoiled my being.
Meli chadar odh ke kaise द्वार तुम्हारे आऊं,
क्लैड इन दिस शॉल विच इज डर्टी, हाउ कैन आई एवर कम नियर यू ओ लॉर्ड.
मैली चादर ओढ़ के कैसे द्वार तुम्हारे आऊं, हे पावन परमेश्वर मेरे, हे पावन परमेश्वर मेरे, मन ही मन शर्माऊं,
हाउ कैन आई कम नियर यू, आई फील सो शेमफुल अबाउट माई सेल्फ.
मैली चादर ओढ़ के कैसे, तूने मुझको जग में भेजा निर्मल दे के काया, आकर मैंने इस संसार में इसको दाग लगाया, जन्म जन्म की दाग कैसे कैसे दाग छुड़ाऊं, मैली चादर
ओढ़ के कैसे. How can I come near you, O Lord? There's a lot of dirt. There's a lot of impurity which is accumulated over so many births. Whatever we are, our tendencies, our impulses are not of just this birth. So we have brought over so many lifetimes. And that is how you get pulled to so many things that are fleeting and transient. So that's what Surdas was crying. How can I ever come to you, Lord? Because this body which you have given, this covering, it has become spoiled. So every time he would only sing these songs of sorrow, songs of despondency. And it is at this time that Vallabhacharya, a great saint of those times, came and he heard about this melodious voice of Surdas. Everyone would talk about him. They would talk about his sacrifice. They talk about his devotion. Talk about the purity in his songs. And so Vallabhacharya came to Surdas and he said, Surdas, why are your songs so full of melancholy? You are chanting the name of the Lord. Why can't it be bright? Why can't it be colorful? Why are you only singing sorrows which break one's heart? And he says, what to do, Acharya? That is my life. This is what I have done to myself. I don't know if the Lord will ever accept me. And that is when Vallabhacharya sings the glories of the Lord. And listening to Vallabhacharya, a new light glows in Surdas. It is so beautiful to sing with brightness the songs of the Lord. And Vallabhacharya says, the Lord never likes when we say that I am a sinner. Swami says, you are all Amrutasya Putraha. Bhagwan, I remember, Swami would never like it if anyone went to him and told, Swami, I am a sinner. In fact, there are so many bhajans where this aspect of telling the Lord that I am a sinner would come, and Swami would always ask us to change. There is this beautiful bhajan which we often sing. Pag pag tu hi sambhale se ho, pag pag tu hi sambhale mera, jeevan tere hawale prabhu se, pag pag tu hi sambhale. महामाया के बंधन तोड़ो, हे प्रभु अपनी शरण में ले लो. महामाया के बंधन तोड़ो, हे प्रभु अपनी शरण में ले लो. हे प्रभु अपनी शरण में ले लो, इस पापी को अपना लो प्रभु इसे, पग पग तू ही संभाले. सो व्हेन वी यूज्ड टू सिंग, इसी पापी को अपना लो, ओ लॉर्ड एक्सेप्ट दिस सिनर. सो आई वुड से, नो नो, नेवर सिंग लाइक दैट. Never ever say that you are a sinner. Never ever think low of yourself. Never ever give in to that feeling that I have become something which the Lord will not accept. Swami would always say that, always feel that you are the son of immortality. Feel that the Lord is with you. Feel that you are pure. And the Lord will accept you however you are. If the Lord were to really actually see our mistakes, I don't think any of us would have ever got that chance to even see, whoever has had the chance to see Swami physically. If he was constantly seeing how many mistakes each person has committed, if he was constantly seeing how many times we have faltered in following his instructions, I don't think the Sai Kulwant Hall would ever have people whom Bhagwan can cast his eyes. There'd be only probably countable few who can say that everything in our life that we have done is absolutely in conformance to the scriptures. But the Lord was never someone who judged, as Mother Teresa very beautifully said, if you judge, you will not have time to love. If you judge, then there is no space for love. In fact, once a doctor asked Swami, Swami, how many mistakes will you forgive? We know that you are very compassionate. We know that you are so loving. But is there a limit? Like beyond which you will feel enough's enough? Just like, you know, to Sishupala, Krishna said 100 mistakes and he was counting. So when he finished that 100th one, then the Sudarshana Chakra went. So is there a limit like that for us also? Beyond which you will say that, hello, you just gone case. There's no chance, no redemption for you. Is there any upper limit so that we can be careful about? How many chances will you give us, Swami? And Swami said, I will forgive any number of mistakes you make. Any number, Swami?
Yeah.
Any number of mistakes I will forgive. Provided there is some sincerity, there is some sincere repentance, there is some non-repeating repentance. Just feel and don't commit that again. Have that sincere feeling. I am only waiting. I will wipe off everything and take you again. And I think that is something that I can talk about myself. I have experienced how many times I have faltered. And every time I go to him and I say, oh Swami, I did this again. But you just shed 2 tears. And the next day again you will start feeling his presence. Swami says, I'm like that ray of sunlight which is waiting for a slightest gap in the door to enter. Give me even little space and how the light enters, I will come. And I will lighten your life. I will brighten your life. We might have done 100 good deeds and committed one mistake. The world will look at that one mistake with 100 eyes. But you might have just done one good deed with 100 mistakes. The Lord will look at that one good deed with 100 eyes. That is what is the love of the Lord. And that is why He is called Ahetuka Kripa Sindhu, Ahetuka Daya Sindhu. Because God has no time to judge. He only wants to love. And He is only looking for anyone who can go to Him and say, Lord, I really, really love You. And yes, I have done something which You probably did not want me to do, but I am really sorry. That's all. Please be with me and I want to walk on your path. And you see how He will just hold your hand and take you to realms you would have never imagined. So that is what Vallabhacharya told Suridas. Forget the past. Sing the glories of the Lord and you will be filled with joy. And go to Braj. Told him, go to Braj, the very sacred soil where Krishna did all His leelas. Walk on the sands of Braj Bhumi. Feel the presence of Krishna and let Braj Bhumi reverberate with the glories and the leelas and mahimas of Krishna. Let people be glued to that blue-eyed form of the Lord. Make them forget everything that is transient of the world. Let their minds be enraptured with the songs of Krishna. And that is what Suridas did. He went to Braj. And as he walked on those sands of Braj Bhumi, his mind's eye kept visualizing how it was to live with Krishna. And came forth such lovely compositions, and Suridas composed in Braj Bhasha, and because he composed in a dialect that every child, every person, educated, non-educated, literate, illiterate, man, woman, lame, blind, anyone could relate to his songs because it was in the language that everyone could understand. And that is how every tongue in Braj Bhumi started singing those songs.
Jagiye Braj Raj Kuvar Jagiye Jagiye Braj Raj Kuvar.
So he used to live with Krishna. Oh, Krishna got up now. Now Krishna is going to the banks of Chitra, of Yamuna, Chitravati. Yes. It was the same with Bhagwan. If you think about Bhagwan's days as the childhood Swami, Bhagwan says that the Gopikas and the Gopis were playing with Krishna. Was just 6-7 years old, and the Gopikas were all very elderly ladies, but they were so enraptured, they would forget their families, they would forget their responsibilities, and they would go after Krishna. It was the same when you think about the days with Bhagwan in the 1940s and 1950s. So there were all these ladies who had the chance from Bangalore, the Kuppam family, they had the chance to come to Swami in the 1940s. So if you read about those leelas, like for example, one day they're making garlands, Tulsi garlands. Swami used to that time wear garlands. So Swami was probably that time 14, 15 years old, a little more. And so all these elderly ladies, so they used to sit and make this Tulsi garlands. And Swami says, okay, now a competition. Whoever makes the garland, which is a perfect fit, from top to toe, it should be exact my height, then I'm going to give a prize. And the prize is, you will get 2 Padmanabhaskarams. So all these ladies, they go to the garden, and at that point in time, there were so many Tulsi gardens around the Pathamandiram days. And so they pluck the Tulsi, and as they're plucking, Swami would suddenly appear from the bushes, and Swami would touch them like that. They would search for Swami, and they would go and search for Swami in the same bush, and he would not be there. So Swami would distract them. They would not allow them to pluck this leaf. So you would be doing all these leelas with them, and then suddenly he would appear from the same bush where they are searched for Swami. So even as these people were making these garlands, and then Swami would then sit along with them, they would be making garlands. So he would also start making this garland. Swami would finish making the garland so quickly, even as they're trying to do it, he would have done with his garland. And then he says, okay, this is my garland. All of you now show your garland. So now the ladies will put their garland on Swami. And every garland would be either a few centimeters more or a few centimeters less. None of the garlands would be actually perfect for Swami. I said, see, what can I do? You are not making perfect garlands. How can I give prize to anybody? And then the garland that he had made, that would fit perfectly for Swami. And then we say, okay, fine. Then they would make balls. We said, okay, let's make balls. So they take all these Tulsi garlands. Swami would make balls. And I said, okay, now let's play. So these Tulsi balls, Swami would make 2 rows. Okay, so let's throw. So each person will throw these Tulsi balls. And then Swami would catch, and Swami would throw. Swami would come this side, Swami would come that side. And they're throwing and catching. And in that whole process, they don't know that, you know, where is Swami? Suddenly he will catch in the air. Swami's gone this side, Swami's gone that side. So constantly they are in a dizzy trying to play. It's almost like they are constantly trying to see Swami, and Swami's here, Swami's there, constantly trying to catch Swami, and Swami is not within their grasp. And this would go on for hours and hours, and at the end of it, they would be so tired. But it was such a dizzying feeling. The feeling was, even though we were dizzy, it was such a soothing feeling. It was so sublime. We were like walking up on the ground, few inches above the ground. We don't know what had taken over us. We were completely in a different state, but it was like the heart was filled with moonlight and the mind was at a different level. And we are constantly only mad for him. Everyone is thinking, oh, my Swami, my Swami, my Swami. And you know, after some time, Swami, what is this feeling? We are not able to understand. What is this feeling, Swami? Swami said, hey, you were dancing with me. Did you realize? This is how Rasa Leela was. Every Gopika was feeling that Krishna is there with me. I am dancing with Krishna. I am there with Krishna. You all have prayed for that experience for so many lifetimes. Mohan ke mukh par bansri Radha ke man ki pukar Mohan ke mukh par bansri Radha ke man ki pukar pravahit swar dhara anupam ras ki rasvanti sargam मोहन के मुख पर बंसरी राधा की मन की पुकार,
मोहन के मुख पर बंसरी राधा की मन की पुकार,
प्रवाहित स्वर धारानुपम, राधा कभी कृष्ण कभी कृष्ण है राधा, रूप रस रहस्य योग रास में सादा,
अष्टमी का चंद्र दोनों और है आधा,
राधा कभी कृष्ण कभी कृष्ण है राधा,
प्रेम योग में ना भेद भाव की बाधा,
राधा कभी कृष्ण कभी कृष्ण है राधा, राधा कभी कृष्ण है राधा।
सो दिस इज हाउ सूरदास फिल्ड द हार्ट्स ऑफ द ब्रजवासीज विद द लीलास ऑफ कृष्णा, एंड एवरी टाइम देयर इज a force of goodness to heighten the power of this auspiciousness, there will always be challenges. Prahlada would not have become the kind of story we read today but for all the challenges that Hiranyakashipu put him through. The Meera we know would not have been the Meera that continues to ring in the minds of every soul devoted to Krishna if she did not go through those trials and tribulations, and what came out of her through those tests become testimonies of his love, and then they become inspirations for posterity. So there were a few people who felt, what is this Surdas? He's becoming too popular. He is singing the glory of the Lord in Braj Bhasha. He's defiling that language. It should be sung in Sanskrit. And we have to put an end to this person. He is becoming too famous. And so a group of people wanted to see the end of Surdas. And that is how one day when he was alone, they take him. They talk to him sweetly. And they take him onto a jungle. And they lay a trap for him. They say, you want to go to Srinathji's temple, right? We have a new way, it's a shortcut. Why don't you come this way? And as Surdas is going that way, they take away the stick from his hand and they ask him, are you feeling lost? Your stick is not with you? He says, no, I don't feel lost because my Krishna is with me. Even if my stick is not there, no problem. And they say, you please go straight. And as he's going into that path, suddenly his foot slips and he falls. Krishna falls into the well. It's a deep well. These people leave thinking that now there is no one who can rescue him because it's a deep well and it's in the middle of a jungle. That is how the end of this sur will happen. Surdas had composed Sur Sagar. They say at that point in time there were over 100,000 compositions. Surdas falls in that well. And
ya to ganga ji ka tat ho ya to braj ka vansi vat ho mera saavara nikat ho mera savara nikat ho jab pran tan se nikle jab pran tan se nikle.
So he was saying, I don't care wherever I am. I might be in the banks of Yamuna, I might be in the forest. I don't care, O Krishna, if you are there with me in my last moments, that is fine. If I have to
Leave at this point in time doesn't matter, but you be there. I don't care where I am. And it is at that point that Krishna appears. Surdas cannot see, obviously. Krishna takes him out of that well. Surdas is so happy conversing with this little one. He says, I feel so happy being with you. What is your name? And he says, people call me so many names. Okay, you can call me Shyam. Okay, Shyam, I feel so nice being with you. Why don't you stay with me for some more time? Krishna will always bless you. Krishna will always bless me. Krishna is blessing you also, don't worry. Shyam, have you seen Krishna? No time for me, no. Where to search for Krishna? I'm all the time searching for cows. Some cows, they fall in the well. Some cows, they go off somewhere. I have no time to search for Krishna. What to do? Oh, you have not seen Krishna? And he says, but somehow I feel so nice. Can you just be with me for some more time? He says, no, see, I have to go. Okay, before you go, can I just feel you a little more? Surdas feels him, touches the face and touches the being of that Krishna. And he says, Krishna, you have been fooling me. You have come. Krishna, you have come. Krishna, don't go. And Krishna just leaves.
बाह छुड़ा के जात हो निबल जान के मो हृदय से जब जाओ तो सबल मैं जानू तो
Oh Krishna, you left my hand and went, and you're thinking you're very strong, you're very clever. See how you can go away from my heart. Then I will see how clever you are, how strong you are. Try going out of my heart. That will prove your strength. You're going away, no? Go.
He Giridhar Gopa Karuna Sindhu Krupa Bhakta Vatsal Sabke Sambal Mokole O Sambha Harime Nanahin Tum Naina.
I have no eyes, O Lord, you are my eyes.
Hari main nainahin tum naina nirbal ke bal din ke bandhu nirbal ke bal din ke bandhu vachan sun ke baina Hari main nainahin tum naina Darshan se sukh bin darshan dukh Prabhu mero man va paave Tum dekhe mero suraj uge तुम बिछड़े छिप जावे
If you see, the sun rises for me. If you don't look at me, the sun has set for me.
Gopal, Gopal अपने पतित को बेगी उबारो अपने पतित को बेगी उबारो नाम रटो दिन रैना हरि मैं नैनहीन तुम नैना हे गिरिधर गोपाल करुणा सिंधु कृपाल Bhakta Vatsal Sabke Sambal Mokule O Sambhal Gopal गोपाल 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 हरि मैं नैनहीन तुम नैना.
सो दिस इज हाउ Surdas continued to sing the glories of the Lord in Srinath Ji temple in Braj. With time, Tansen came to know of Surdas, the great singer, classical singer Tansen. He sang a composition of Surdas in the court of Akbar. Akbar was so enraptured with that song that he wanted to see Surdas. He said, "Will Surdas come?" They said, "No. Surdas only sings for the Lord. He will never sing for anyone else. No, I will give him all these gifts. He doesn't care for all those gifts. He will never come." Then Akbar says, "Doesn't matter, I will go." That's how Akbar also comes to Srinath Ji's temple. There is holi going on. There is singing going on. In that mood of ecstasy, Akbar also chants the name of Krishna as he sees Surdas. In that moment of deep communion where it comes to a point, Surdas is now past 85, they say. He had composed thousands of songs and he came to a point where every day he was saying, "Are you my Krishna? Are you my Krishna?" Anybody came, he would touch, "You are my Krishna, you are my Krishna. Are you my Krishna? Are you my Krishna? Are you my Krishna?" He's like, "Master, Master, what happened to you?" He said, no, I'm not able to live without my Krishna." So one day when this Namasmarana is going on and this chanting is going on, he just falls at the feet of Srinath Ji.
"Gopal! Gopal, 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 Gopal."
On one occasion, Krishna appeared and touched Surdas' eyes and said, "I want to give back your eyes." And Surdas said, no, Lord. Just give me only for just 2 seconds. That's all. Just 2 seconds. And the Lord touches his eyes and he feasts on the form of Krishna. All that imagination that he had, now he actually saw. And he says, "Lord, take away my eyes. I don't want to see anything else. I don't want to see anything else." And the Lord again touches him and he loses again his sight and he becomes enlightened. Once he has seen Krishna, some people say that Surdas was not really blind because the way he has composed, a blind person can never give that kind of visual imagery that Surdas has done in his composition. So there is always this debate about, you know, when he became blind, was he really blind and all that? Because when you look at the compositions, the detail to which the colors that he's talking about, a blind man can never do that. So here was Surdas, who without eyes had such great power to see the glory of the Lord. And when the Lord gave him eyes, he said, "No, I don't want this vision. I only want to envision. I only want to envision you." If only we have that outlook. I feel we are so blessed that the same Krishna came again and we have so many beautiful memories to go back. We are in an age where we can actually see the Lord. Even if he's not there physically, you can see the videos. You can still hear his voice. You can still see his form. You can so easily be immersed in his beauty, in his sublimity. And if only we increase our intensity, the whole world around us will melt into obscurity and fill us with perpetual tranquility. Let's make use of this wonderful grace, opportunity and blessing that Bhagwan has conferred on each one of us with so much love, so much grace.
Ooh. Ooh.
समस्त लोका सुखिनो भवन्तु, समस्त लोका सुखिनो भवन्तु, समस्त लोका सुखिनो भवन्तु। ओम शांति 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 ही।